In the book of Psalms, Psalm 23 is what we've been looking at. And Psalm 23, I'll read it to you again today. Very familiar psalm. As you hear it, I'm sure there's great comfort that comes just from hearing those words, because you've heard them throughout your life, and we've heard them at, you know, we hear Psalm 23 oftentimes at funerals. So at times we need comfort. We've heard these words. And so these words are deep in the heart, deep in the soul of each one of us. And we've been looking at the details of the first couple of verses so we can see the fullness, or at least a fuller understanding of the promises and what's being said here. So Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Oh, let me read from this version. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." This is the New King James. "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Here's David. David was a shepherd. David is just providing this psalm from his observations, from his understandings, from the things the Lord has shown and revealed to him through his time as a shepherd and seeing God as the shepherd. Now, you and I have the advantage of seeing Jesus Christ as the shepherd, and Jesus identifies himself in John chapter 10, verses 11 and 14. Twice he says, "I am the good shepherd." So we can read the psalm and say, "The Lord Jesus is my shepherd, and he's my good shepherd, and he's the one that does lead me to a place of, he feeds me, he takes me to those places where I can be fed, he guides me, he shields me, I shall not want, I shall have no lack." We looked at verse number 2. "He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures." Jesus always has the best for us, and that's what we should expect. If you're not experiencing the best right now, then let's elevate that level of expectation. Let's anticipate greater things, the good things. Because he doesn't just take us to pastures. He takes us to green, tender pastures, the best places. He's provided the best for us. "He leads us beside the still waters." The restful waters. Jesus tells us in John chapter 4. It's when he's talking with the Samaritan woman, and Jesus is the one that says he is the water of life. He is that eternal water. He's the water that is forever. And so he's talking about eternal life, salvation. Well, even here, David is seeing or foreseeing Jesus Christ as the good shepherd and seeing that he leads us by still waters. When we've accepted, when we've drunk from the waters of Jesus Christ, from the well that is Jesus Christ, from the waters of Jesus Christ, we have drunk from that salvation. We are his. And so we have those still waters, those peaceful waters. You need not be uptight or stressed about anything. He's leading you to still waters. The waters of salvation are still. It's peaceful. If you're not feeling peace today in your life, this is why we need to pray. Because it's what he's given you. He's led you beside still waters. I can be still. I can be at peace. I can find rest because of the things he's provided. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing in him. Not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. That's how verse number 3 reads in the Amplified Bible. Let's read that one again. He refreshes and restores my life. Where are you at today? What's taking place in your life? How is your life unfolding today? You know, sometimes as you're online, things slow down. You got to hit that refresh button. You refresh the page that you're on, and you get it brand new. You get it fresh, and things just move a lot faster. Sometimes you just have to just realize we are refreshed. This is what he brings to us, because the Lord Jesus is my shepherd and the good shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack for anything in him. And so if my life needs to be reset, if it needs to be refreshed, if it needs to be restored, because he refreshes and he restores my life. Restoring means bringing back those things that were lost. Those things that are yours but were lost or taken away, he restores them. He brings them back to you. If the enemy has stolen something from you, if he has taken from you your health, if he's taken from you your marriage, if he's taken from you your joy or your peace, whatever it is, your job, your finances, whatever it is, your freedom and your liberty, because maybe he's got you addicted to something. Whatever the enemy, whatever Satan has stolen from you, Jesus restores. The Lord Jesus is my shepherd, and he's a good shepherd. I shall not lack for anything. He refreshes and he restores. What are you missing? What is the enemy taking away? In Jesus, the good shepherd, he will restore it. Oh, Todd, you don't understand. I can never get that back. I can never get back what I've lost. Well, no, not in yourself. And what is impossible for you is not impossible for him. And he will restore what he gave you. Listen, if he gave it to you, and this word, this Bible, this is why we read it, it is filled with the promises of the things that he has given to us. And so if the enemy of our souls has taken any of those things from us, the good shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord Jesus is my shepherd, the good shepherd shall restore it. If I put my faith in him and I stand upon the word, the good shepherd will restore that which the enemy has taken away. Why? Because it doesn't belong to him. Jesus gave it to you. It belongs to you. And if I operate in faith, if my eyes are on the good shepherd and not on the problems, not on the circumstances or the situations, if I'm not obsessing on the trial or the troubles, but instead looking to him, he will restore. He will restore. But I don't know how to do that, Todd. Doesn't matter. You don't have to. That's the beauty of this verse. He refreshes and restores my soul, my life, myself. He leads me to paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him. Not of my earning it, but for his namesake. There's nothing that we have. Everything in salvation. Salvation is nothing that we earn. Nothing I could do can earn salvation. It is simply a gift that is given that I must accept or reject. If I've accepted it, it's not based on anything that I deserve or anything that I have done. And so everything that comes with it, all the promises that come along with, that are a part, parcel, package with that salvation, which includes all the promises that are here in the Word of God, all of those things belong to you, not because you've done anything to deserve them, and there's nothing that you have to do other than to put your trust in him. Your trust, your confidence, your reliance upon the name of Jesus. And if I do that, I put my trust, my reliance, my confidence in the name of Jesus, then the Lord Jesus, my shepherd, the Lord Jesus, my good shepherd, refreshes my life and restores it. He brings restoration to all those things that belong to us. And he refreshes your life. You feel like you need to be refreshed today? Same thing. Nothing you have to do. Nothing you have to do other than just put your reliance, your trust, your confidence, not in self, not in others, but in Jesus Christ and in the power of that name. Let me read that one more time to you. I want this to sink into our minds. From the Amplified Bible, Psalm 23, verse number 3 says, he refreshes and restores my life. You can read Psalm 23, and again, this is from the Amplified. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. I can say, Jesus, today, you refresh my life. Man, it's a fresh day. I get a fresh start today in you. You restore my life. Every good thing and every promise that you have established and set aside for me, Jesus, in your name, I walk in, I apprehend and walk in the fullness of those things because you restore it. And even if I lost it because of my own foolishness, or even if I lost it because of my own disregard for you, even if it's because of me that it was lost, which likely it is, you restore it not based upon me, but based upon you. You restore it in your name. It's in the power of your name. And I put my hope, my trust, my reliance in your name to have all of those things restored. This is a prayer you can be saying to yourself throughout today. I'm going to read that verse 3 to you from the New King James. And then I'm going to read to you again from the Amplified. But you see the similarities. All the Amplified does is take the words, take the Greek words, or in this case the Hebrew words, that were from Psalm 23, and instead of just choosing one word, which we would choose word for word to try to bring a concept from the Hebrew into our English language, rather than just using one word, to get the full meaning of that word and what that word means, it amplifies or it brings in additional words to help us understand the full meaning of what that Hebrew word meant. So in the New King James, it says in Psalm 23, verse number 3, He restores my soul. Now look, if I read that, well, let me read the whole thing to you. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Let me read it again from the Amplified Bible. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with Him, not of my earning it, but for His name's sake. It doesn't matter what version. Look, I can read this to you from another version. I can read to you from several versions. It's all saying the exact same thing, and this is the prayer that you can pray today. Jesus, my good shepherd, You are. The Lord Jesus is my shepherd and my good shepherd. I shall lack nothing. And I'm standing and praying. I am speaking Your word from Psalm 23, verse 3. I'm speaking Your word. You restore my soul. So it's restoring all of those promises. It's restoring my life, but it's also restoring my soul. You know, the soul is the part of you who is, it's, you are spirit, soul, and body. So the soul is the part of you that is your mind, your thoughts, your intellect, your personality. It's that unique creation that makes you. It's your will. This is what your soul is. And so if you are downcast, that's why it uses the word refreshes in the Amplified Bible. Because to be refreshed in our minds is to be refreshed in our souls. And so if you need to be refreshed, if you're tired, if you're weary, if you're confused, if you feel defeated, if emotionally you're just at the end, this is a prayer that you can pray. A prayer that you can pray, and you can say, You, Jesus, my good shepherd, who through You I lack nothing, You restore all things. You restore my soul, my hope, my confidence, my thoughts, my peace. You restore all of that. Through Your name's sake. Listen, what is it you need today? What are the things that you need and require today? Jesus has already provided for them. We just want to walk into them and receive them and the fullness of them. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. That's you. That is you. You are the one who has chosen Jesus Christ and made Him your shepherd. And so He will feed you, He will guide you, He will shield you so you shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He takes you to the very best and provides the best for you. He leads me beside still and restful waters in that salvation in Jesus Christ. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be stressed. We don't have to be anxious. There is peace for us because those waters, those eternal waters, that eternal life that we have drunk into ourselves, that is in Jesus. It's the still waters. It's the restful waters. You have peace and you have restfulness in your life. It's right there for us. We have to take our focus off of the problem, the circumstances, and put our focus on Jesus Christ. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with Him. Not for my earning it, but for His name's sake. This is just the first three verses of Psalm 23. That great verse that we've read so many times. But I hope that you're getting more out of it. And I hope that today, if you can't do it now, when you get home, open up your Bible, read Psalm 23. Just read through those first three verses and see those promises that are there. And then pray that, speak those words, and speak them as prayer. Pray those things into your life because they're already yours. Why? Did you earn it? Do you deserve it? No, but it's for His name's sake. In the authority of His name, these things are ours.